Pakistan opening bowlers Mohammad Abbas and Khurram Shahzad struck three blows late on the third afternoon as South Africa set out in pursuit of 148 runs to win the first test at SuperSport Park on Saturday. South Africa were reeling at 27 for 3 at the close, 121 runs short of a victory which would clinch them a place in the World Test Championship final in England next June. Abbas took 2 wickets for 3 runs in 4 immaculate overs of swing bowling, dismissing Tony DeZorzi and Tristan Stubbs, while Shahzad trapped Ryan Rickelton. Aidan Markram, South Africa's top scorer in the first innings, was unbeaten on 22 going into what could be a nervy fourth day for the hosts. All 3 wickets were leg before wicket decisions, and all 3 were reviewed. DeZorzi batted outside his crease in an attempt to counter the swing which undid him in the first innings, but Abbas beat his inside edge and he was given out. He reviewed umpire Alex Worf's decision, but replays showed the impact was umpire's call, with the ball going on to hit the stumps, and he had to go for 2 runs. Rickelton failed to score before he was trapped by Shahzad, and Stubbs made 1 before falling to Abbas, with Pakistan successfully reviewing on both occasions after the batsmen were initially given not out. Earlier, South Africa fast bowler Marco Jansen helped put the brakes on Pakistan's attempted fight back on the rain-delayed third day of the first test at Centurion, as the tourists were 212 runs for 8 wickets at tee, with only a slim 122-run lead. Jansen took 3 wickets in 4 overs to complete a 5-wicket haul, while Dane Patterson and Kagiso Rabada grabbed a wicket each on Saturday to hand the hosts the advantage after Pakistan had made a positive start to the day's play. Saud Shakil and Babar Azam both scored 50s to overturn a 2-run deficit at the start of play, which was delayed until after lunch because of a passing rainstorm. Shakil was 66 not out at tee, but left with only the tailenders as South Africa moved close to dismissing the tourists before beginning their chase for victory. Babar scored his first 50 in his last 20 test innings in a much-needed return to form, while Shakil continued where he left off from their last test against England, as Pakistan overhauled South Africa's 90-run first innings lead and looked to set their hosts a testing target. They were 153-3 and beginning to unnerve their hosts before a raft of injudicious shots saw them lose wickets as well as momentum. Babar had moved briskly from 16 not out overnight to 50, but was then tempted into swinging at a short and wide delivery in Jansen's first over and caught by Corbin Bosch on the boundary. Mohammad Rizwan then also gave away his wicket cheaply, out for 3 after gloving a wayward delivery down leg to be snagged by wicketkeeper Kyle Verain, and Jansen's 3rd wicket of the day brought up his 5-4, as Salman Ali Aga drove at only the th.